Daily protests sweep across Bahrain despite a heavy-handed crackdown by security forces.
They're afraid of Shia. I mean, I can't help it. I'm born a Shia. My oppressed nation are Shia.
As high-profile leaders and activists remain in jail, the government intensifies its attack on the opposition.
He was slapped and punched. They threatened to electrocute him.
We've just come back to the scene of the protest. Now, we believe the police are still in the area. The roads are basically full of these tear gas canisters.
Many foreign journalists are denied access to the kingdom, so I entered as a tourist to investigate how the regime is clamping down on its citizens. In 2011, Bahrain had its own uprising, but it was violently put down by the authorities. Events in the country were and still go largely unreported. I'm curious to know what the current situation is, so I've decided to go to Bahrain to see for myself. I was slightly nervous as the plane took off, as a lot of risk was involved, not only for myself, but for those helping me in Bahrain. If caught, the situation for my contacts could be dire, including arrests and detention. Bahrain is a tiny island in the Persian Gulf, where a Shia majority are ruled by a Sunni minority, and the ruling Al Khalifa family enjoys good relations with its Western allies. Inspired by the Arab uprisings at the time, Bahrainis, both Sunni and Shia, marched to the now-demolished Pearl Roundabout, protesting against the Al Khalifa family's monopoly on all power. But this was short-lived, as the Bahraini authorities invited Saudi troops into the country to help crush the demonstrations. Many protesters were killed and hundreds were jailed. In the 4 years since, things are different. Demonstrations have been banned in the country, but the movement hasn't gone away. Although not as large as before, protests still continue on a daily basis in several villages across the country, and often end in clashes with the security forces.
90% of activists are behind the bar, and the left are left in exile. And maybe very few, maybe I'm one of very few people who remain outside jail, who spent last more than 2 years in jail. But majority are in jail, so you have to take that into consideration, not as strong as before. Violence used by government, repression, people were targeted in their life, in their living, in their economy, in their school, in their work, in their jobs.
Nabil Rajab is a prominent human rights activist. He was recently given a 6-month sentence for tweeting against the authorities. He's been arrested and detained in the past for protesting.
Great majority of the protesters are Shia. Why they are Shia? Because they are the marginalized group. They are the target of government discrimination and repression. So that's why they are ahead of any movement or revolution.
My first stop was a funeral procession for Abdul Karim Al-Bazri, an elderly man killed in an unidentifiable bomb blast in Karzakhan village earlier in the week. I was told the event would be followed by a protest rally against the regime.
Clashes are expected to take place and police have already closed off entry to the village. They are all over the place, they're armed, it's very difficult to go outside.
The closer I got to the area, the heavier the police presence became. His death had sparked several clashes between protesters and the police just a few days back.
On my right-hand side here is a supermarket. Now, the police have dismantled the security cameras all around.
Villagers inform me the police had previously attacked them from opposite the supermarket and were planning to do the same today. They had removed the security cameras to eradicate any evidence of this. I joined the funeral procession disguised as a local to avoid raising any suspicion. Soon after, the demonstration began, and as expected, it ended in clashes with security forces. Any gathering with more than 5 people is considered illegal, and many here could face arrest. A According to current statistics, 3,000 people have already been arrested and detained for participating in rallies. The police continuously fired tear gas at us, but the protesters remain defiant. The tear gas instantly burnt my eyes, nose and throat, making it very difficult to breathe. One of the protesters told me he would rather get shot than endure tear gas on a daily basis. A US-based human rights group has accused the Bahraini authorities of weaponizing tear gas. Physicians for Human Rights said the continuous use of the substance against civilians by the security forces was unprecedented in the 100-year history of its use throughout the world.
Tear gas is happening on a nightly basis in the villages. You see the tear gas is used either from far, or sometimes you see some trucks, they put it inside the houses directly. It is used as a tool, not against the gathering. It's sometimes used as a killing tool towards the people who's protesting, or towards the people who are inside their houses, only because they are from the village.
The report went on to say the use of tear gas was maiming, blinding and killing people. Yusuf Badar is a victim of one such attack. He lost his eye after police violently attacked a memorial event he had organized for his son Ali Badar.
بطلقات عشوائي بشكل عشوائي وبشكل على الوجه على 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 الأجسام يعني الغرض ليس تفريق المتظاهرين الغرض إصابة المتظاهرين الغرض إن أي واحد يخرج مرة ثانية بيكون مصيره نفس الشهيد ومصيركم ترى أنتوا أي متظاهر بيكون نفس المصير وإحنا متعمدين الضرب بالشكل على الجسم فصادتني من كثر اللي هو طلق الغاز مسيل الدموع صادتني واحدة في الوجه سقطت في نفس فقدت عيني فالحمد لله يعني مع فقداني للعين اللي هذا.
During the uprisings in 2011, 16-year-old Ali was crushed to death by a police vehicle, which repeatedly pinned him against the wall.
كانت مسيرة سلمية. يعني احنا خرجنا تقريبا اكثر من 500 متر بكل سلمية. نحمل الاعلام اعلام البحرين. نحمل ورود. نحمل شعارات. شعارات المطالبة بالحرية بالعدالة ما كانت فيها اي عنف.
Badar told me security forces had attacked the protest without any warning.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كاتب لي في هذا اليوم اني انا انصاب في عيني لو ما انصبت انا فخور اني انصبت في نفس التاريخ في استشهاد ابني فخور اني انا انصبت للمطالبه الى جميع الشعب.
The canister fractured his cheekbone and caused irreparable damage, completely removing his left eye from the socket. Despite his injuries, he was held and interrogated for 7 days for participating in an illegal gathering. Campaigners told me security forces have used 9 times the allowable percentage of tear gas on civilians. Until recently, the UK and US had exported tear gas to Bahrain. After the attack, many streets in the village, including the residential ones, were cloaked in a cloud of tear gas.
We've just come back to the scene of the protest. Now, we believe the police are still in the area. The roads are basically full of these tear gas canisters.
I attended several demonstrations during my stay and found almost all ended with the police heavily firing tear gas, many times at close range, at both protesters and bystanders. The Physicians for Human Rights report said that several deaths had occurred as a result of tear gas being fired directly into homes and cars, and that it was mainly the Shia community who'd been victims. Abdul Aziz Al Sayed is the most recent casualty, who died at his home in Bilad al Qadim due to tear gas inhalation. The government dismissed the report's findings, stating that suggestions that the use of tear gas in Bahrain is severely injurious or even lethal is simply not backed up by any research or proof. Despite the government's dismissal, in recent days, footage has emerged showing a young protester being shot in the face by a tear gas canister. Many of the protests I saw during my stay took place in predominantly Shia villages. How did a movement that was once made up of both Sunnis and Shias become so polarized? And where have all the Sunni voices gone? TV journalist Faisal Hayat holds the local media partly responsible.
التلفزيون هو المسؤول عن كل عمليات التحريض والشحن الطائفي اللي صارت يعني انا اذكر قصص حصلت مثل قصه قطع اللسان وقص وما الى ذلك من قصص كانت بالدرجه الاولى مؤثره في الطرف الموالي تركت عنده احساس انه تحت التهديد فبالتالي ذنب التلفزيون لا يغتفر.
Bahrain government built an apartheid system. Apartheid means separating Shias and Sunni. Buy a house in some area where government don't want Shia to stay. You can't build a mosque in majority of the country for Shia. In fact, they have demolished a lot of mosques. Our regime is trying to present the case as it's a Shia Sunni, but it's very clear to us not to get dragged into a sectarian conflict. We have a problem about human rights, about justice, about equality, about freedom for a nation who've been struggling, ruled by a dictatorship, ruled by a repressive royal family.
كثير من الطرفين خسروا علاقات بعض. يعني ما راح أبالغ إذا قلت إن في هناك أسر وعائلات تفككت بسبب الموضوع المذهبي وموضوع الطائفي. إن الشرخ الطائفي أثر داخل في صميم الأسرة البحرينية. لا زال الكثير من الناس يتعاملون بشيء من التحفظ والحذر مع الطرف الآخر وهو ما لم يكن موجود. حاليا صعب أن نشوف زيجات مختلطة بين السنة والشيعة بسبب الظرف اللي نعيشه، الظرف السياسي اللي دخلت فيه الطائفية وكل الأمراض اللي تأثر فيها المجتمع.
I was told that many Shias felt let down by their Sunni countrymen. I was keen to get the Sunni perspective, but due to the high risk factor of being reported to the authorities, I was unable to do so. Also, my cameraman told me he was afraid to film in Sunni towns and feared the worst if we got caught. As protests continue to grip the country, I wanted to know what the underlying issues are that lead to Shias feeling marginalized and frustrated. So I went to meet Sheikh Ali Salman, the leader of the main opposition group Al-Wafaq.
توظيف حتما فممكن يكون دكتور ولكن بلا وظيفة أو يكون بوظيفة دنيا. النظام مصمم بحيث أن الشيعة يمارسون الوظائف الدنيا كالناسين عمال. الوظائف العليا أصبحت النظام يدفع إليها أشخاص آخرين أما من أبناء الطائفة السنية الكريمة أو يستجلب أجانب.
Not all Shias in Bahrain suffer from economic hardships. There are some prominent Shia business owners, such as the Jawads, but they've been targeted in their own way. Here you can see thugs backed by the police attacking a supermarket they own. Despite the majority of the country's indigenous population belonging to the Shia faith, Sheikh Salman told me of the severe obstacles they face in practicing their religion. After the revolution, several mosques were demolished and getting permission to build new ones is proving difficult.
من حصول على مأتم في منطقة الرفاع الشرقي يسكن عدد منهم. في منطقة عراد الجديدة يمنعون من الحصول على مأتم. عدد مساجدهم في مدينة حمد هناك قرابة